Today is Friday, the 14th of November, the feast of St. Joseph Pignatelli, in the 32nd week of Ordinary Time. Porter's Gate, with Molly Pardon and Jonathan Ogden, sing The Promise. How does this song speak to you today? Have you found God in creation recently? Today's reading is from the Book of Wisdom.
For all the people who were ignorant of God were foolish by nature, and they were unable, from the good things that are seen, to know the one who exists. Nor did they recognize the artisan while paying heed to his works. But they suppose that either fire or wind or swift air or the circle of the stars or turbulent water or the luminaries of heaven were the gods that rule the world. If through delight in the beauty of these things people assume them to be gods, let them know how much better than these is their Lord, for the author of beauty created them. And if people were amazed at their power and working, let them perceive from them how much more powerful is the one who formed them. For from the greatness and beauty of created things comes a corresponding perception of their Creator. Yet these people are little to be blamed, for perhaps they go astray while seeking God and desiring to find Him. For while they live among His works, they keep searching, and they trust in what they see, because the things that are seen are beautiful. Yet again, not even they are to be excused, for if they had the power to know so much that they could investigate the world, How did they fail to find sooner the Lord of these things?
Today's passage speaks of people who admire the beauty and power of the natural world. Sun, moon, stars, fire, wind, but fail to find God in the making. Perhaps there have been times that you have stood in awe at the golden wonder of a sunset, the energy of a stormy sea, or the sheer presence of a mountain range. What do you feel when you experience these marvels of nature? We are reminded that the human heart has a natural desire for God. Yet we focus only on what we can see. Perhaps we don't see the wood for the trees. Wisdom encourages us to look beyond, seeking and desiring to find God. Reflect on the times when you may have been spiritually nearsighted, looking no further than what is in front of you. What does it mean to come to an awareness of God? As you listen to the passage again, invite the Holy Spirit to open your eyes to where God is present in your life today.
For all the people who were ignorant of God were foolish by nature, and they were unable, from the good things that are seen, to know the one who exists. Nor did they recognize the artisan while paying heed to his works, but they supposed that either fire or wind or swift air or the circle of the stars or turbulent water or the luminaries of heaven were the gods that rule the world. If through delight in the beauty of these things people assume them to be gods, let them know how much better than these is their Lord, for the author of beauty created them. And if people were amazed at their power and working, let them perceive from them how much more powerful is the one who formed them. For from the greatness and beauty of created things comes a corresponding perception of their Creator. Yet these people are little to be blamed, for perhaps they go astray while seeking God and desiring to find Him. For while they live among His works, they keep searching, and they trust in what they see, because the things that are seen are beautiful. Yet again, not even they are to be excused, for if they had the power to know so much that they could investigate the world, how did they fail to find sooner the Lord of these things?
Seeking God and desiring to find Him. Take some time now to be present to God, expressing whatever thoughts, feelings, and desires arise in you at this time. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.